Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, Southern Utah, and welcome to Elder Care Radio, brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. We are so glad you are here. Richard, would you please share our phone number for those of you that would like to call us to get us to know, get to know us a little better?
Oh, that number, 435-477-6999. Just those simple numbers on the left and then the right.
Kaylee just hit Richard because he was screwing around. Good for you, Kaylee. It was solved. It was a love tap.
Hey, so, you know, we haven't done an episode of COVID good news, but it sounds like the bad news people are trying to, are having to give up some COVID good news these days.
42% decrease. Woohoo!
Yeah, we're on the way out, I hope. Fingers crossed.
Yep. Fingers are crossed.
It is well past due, I think. I think everybody's ready. You know, there's a lot of other things in the news because of it. So,
well, I think we're starting to, I guess, come together in the realization that this is an endemic, not a pandemic. Yeah. We are going to have to learn to live with this.
Which a lot of us thought 2 years ago, but our voices were not heard.
Right.
And now we're, I think everybody's starting to understand COVID is here. It's not going to go away, but probably going to kill most of us.
Yeah, so. And it's still just going to continue to morph and change, and we'll have to deal with that each year
along. Numbers that keep, you know, getting put out there that seem to be lost, and that is that, you know, it's a 99.75% recovery rate. You know, it's it really isn't more than the flu. We just made a lot more of it.
Well, and it affects other people differently. Some people have gotten the flu and didn't get as sick as they got when they got COVID. And so that is concerning when you hear everything in the media. That being said, most people can recover. I thought it was interesting that there's a bill being brought forward saying that we can't sue for any procedures not done or for taking anything or any illnesses. I don't know. It's just such a divided country. I just want it to go away so we can all come together and just unite and be Americans and friends and kind to each other, regardless of what your view is.
So, yeah, we are finally being proven right that there's good news in this all around. So we're happy that, you know, things are changing and life's going to get back to normal. And so that's exciting. So I hope, you know, everybody can have that sigh of relief.
Andy, did you get your hair cut?
I did.
Yeah, I love it.
I did.
Looks so nice.
Paid big bucks. I had Shay Shelley, which is my wife. she did it for free.
I'd like an appointment with her. She does a great job.
I think she only does guys, though.
Okay.
So, sorry.
Okay.
Richard, that haircut, while it looks really good on him, might not be the same for you.
No.
True. A little short for you, Kaylee. Thank you, though.
And you only worry about your hair twice a day, is that right? That's what
I heard. Yeah, that's about it. In the morning, I get it all wet or I'll shower or whatever and get it all ready. And then I don't even think about it again until I take these headphones off.
I think that 40 or 45 number, whatever it was that you said, that was a little high. I don't think we all think of it that much, but we definitely think about it.
Kaylee, come on now. How often do you think about your hair?
Don't we get too busy during the day? I mean, sometimes I find myself coming home and going, oh my gosh, I should have thought about my hair today.
I have a certain female guest that comes on, and I'm not going to say her name, but she won't put the headphones over her head. She wears them under her chin because she doesn't want to mess with her hair.
Okay.
And she's a prominent figure in St. George, and I'm not going to say her name, Mayor Randall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was subliminal. Did I say that out loud? Oh, wow.
Well, I think I just heard it in my head.
Okay. I don't think I can top that. I was just going to say that I think for some women that I've known, I don't think they might think about it 45 times in the day, but they might spend 2 or 3 hours all at once spending time just thinking about it.
Okay, that's true. Do that.
So
I might do that. I think it's good once I, you know, finish it in the morning, and it takes me a long time to get there. Okay, I'm sad about the snow news. I thought we were getting good snow this morning.
Yeah.
For two weeks, they said we were getting...
My dad's a weatherman. And he admits, he said, we do the best we can, but sometimes a storm fizzles or it misses or it isn't as cold as you think. And I think that's what happened with this. And we had plenty of sprinkles and rain last night, but no snow.
Oh, so sad. Yes. I love the snow. Okay, well, I guess on to, you know, bigger and better.
Time to get busy, huh?
It is. And I just want to say we do truly appreciate that our listeners are willing to share their time with us every Wednesday morning and help us change the understanding of hospice in Southern Utah. And as we introduce palliative care help and what palliative care should be and what it should include, we appreciate those phone calls and that support that we get. We love the support and willingness that you have to share the information with those around you. We get calls from people who start with, I was talking to somebody that heard you on the radio, and they told me that you might be able to help with.
Yeah, well, you know, and that is such a great feeling to hear, you know, from people. Not just that people on the radio are hearing us, but that people who know people who hear us on the radio are getting this information. And that's really what we wanted to do was help teach this community that there's more available than they thought. So whenever the community is able to help us out, we really get excited. And with all the growing needs here in Southern Utah, we want to take this opportunity to ask you to help us again, you know, throughout St. George and Cedar City.
Yeah, we need your help. Hospice is a unique part of the healthcare system, and there are so many extraordinary experiences for us and those that work with us. We'd like to reach out to those living here that can care for that are caring for the frail or the elderly. They can appreciate the blessings and experiences that are life-affirming, be able to care for those that need care and support and become a critical part of their lives.
Right. So if you know somebody that has had that experience in the past or would like to have that experience, we'd love to have that conversation. You know, we want to change the understanding not only for people who might be eligible for hospice, but for people who might want to participate in hospice. Because for a lot of people, it's still an uncomfortable conversation even to talk about on that side.
And as we grow and as we're able to reach out and meet more people, we do need that help. We need your help. I think most people realize that there is a nursing shortage nationwide, and this was one of the not good COVID news, but with some of the, you know, good plans put in place, it had a negative consequence, and I'll explain that just a little bit. So the CARES Act gave a lot of supplemental help to some larger organizations and facilities, and it
was that out loud?
That seems to be going around today, Richard.
Well, and some of the larger facilities and even healthcare companies. But what happens there is there was so much money thrown at the companies that they were able to give a temporary pandemic pay. And as a company, if you don't get that money, you're not able to give the pandemic pay. But there are a few traveling nurses and CNA and clinical companies that can give it. So actually what we're seeing is that people are quitting their jobs, going to work for the travel companies, and then getting rehired in different places for twice the pay, even under a temporary circumstance, which I understand. I mean, you know, I get what the motivation is. But that causes a real concern for.
Well, it's a huge disruption when nobody knows if they're, you know, if their staff's going to be there because all of this added pressure to change is happening. Yeah. So, you know, we've been very lucky that that hasn't happened for us, but we are growing and we want to be able to do that. And I think for a lot of people, for people who are considering hospice for themselves as patients, there's a lot of concerns. But for people who might consider hospice as a career, they have a lot of the same or similar concerns, and we want you to know that our position or, you know, our philosophy or the way this has worked out for us is hospice is about living. It's about living your best life.
And, for as long as you can live.
Yeah, and to be part of that for people, to actually bring a better level of living, you know, to enjoy life. We try and do a lot of things that help people enjoy the life they have instead of just focusing on the problems. It's really been a great experience for me personally and Kaylee, but even the people that have worked for us, you know, they've said this is completely different than
right.
I would have
this
expected.
This is the way it should be. We hear that a lot. And so we have been we count ourselves blessed and fortunate that the nurses and CNAs that we've had that have found us have been totally committed to our same goal. We are of like minds in helping people look forward to good times and positive experiences.
So
while we haven't lost our nurses and we love them and appreciate them, we are looking for more help.
Yeah, because we're growing and more people need care.
And there's less people available in the post market.
And as that message gets out, we just need to provide that care. So if you, as a listener, know somebody or you've been in this situation in the past that maybe was an RN, a registered nurse, but you might have let your certificate lapse or your license lapse because you weren't doing it regularly. You didn't do your continuing ed or things like that, and you've moved to a different part of your life, but you would consider doing registered nurse parts again and consider that under hospice, we would love to work with you. We would love to help you get back up and going and get that all taken care of.
Yeah, and we have the resources to do that, which is wonderful. But we also want you to know that it doesn't have to be a full-time commitment. It can just be for some extra time based on your schedule, but it will help you fill up the time with things that make you feel so good and appreciated. When we serve, we know that we get more out of the service than, what we're even capable of giving. And that has been so true for the families we have served. We have so appreciated each and every privilege that we have had to serve family members in this community.
Yeah, I'd say that hospice is unlike any other part of medicine. I mean, you could be a nurse doing a lot of things, but hospice really is just a personal, satisfaction, gratification. We're doing meaningful things for people, and really they're getting the benefit of that and enjoying the things that we're able to do. So it is really great. Yes, people do pass on hospice, but if we are there to help them have a better experience before that, then we've accomplished great things. When you look at the alternative, if somebody doesn't have hospice, and this is something that we struggle with all the time and talk about, your condition's not going to change whether you're on hospice or not. The reality is that you have a life-limiting condition. But the experience and the life that you have can be incredibly different.
And the support that your caregiver will have, for sure.
That's right. It can be immensely different and better, so that your caregiver can spend more time just being your spouse or your child or your grandchild instead of being the person that has to carry all of the burden.
I think this is an important place to say, though, some people do find themselves improving, which is a little surprising, shall we say, mm-hmm. because we've had a number of people that have gotten on, and with just the support and the abilities to regroup and look how they're living life, perhaps change their medication profile, perhaps help them find the help that they were looking for. We've actually had people get off of hospice, and it is your choice, and you never lose a benefit.
Yeah, often it's just being able to really coordinate all of that care. Because if you have a bunch of different doctors that are prescribing things, and they're just looking at the part that is within their scope, they may be prescribing things that are not advantageous for you in other parts of your health. And so to have that overall look at your health, and we've helped a lot of people resolve those things. So we've had, far more successes at people being able to get off hospice than we would have ever imagined. And
absolutely.
So that's another part of
surprising.
What makes this great.
Right. But again, your condition isn't going to change if if you are already experiencing a life-limiting illness. We usually can't change that life-limiting illness. But if you're, I guess we've had a few people whose life-limiting illness was really because they are declining so rapidly and they didn't know how, but a medication change actually improved them. So it's important to know that the information is available, and who pays for it?
It's free.
Free.
So,
and, did you hear that, Andy?
And we're going to be talking about that in just a minute.
Can't say that on the radio.
Free. You can say free.
Oh, okay. You said F word.
So if you are an RN or if you know an RN, somebody who isn't actively doing that right now, and you think that they would like to have that opportunity to just try their hand at bringing great care to people, we would love to hear from them. Yeah. And it's not just RNs, CNAs.
Yeah, again, even if your certificate has lapsed, we can help you recover that.
Yeah.
very easily, by the way.
Right. And you can get paid to do that. There have been a lot of people who have, you know, started out on those paths and then their life changes and they have families. And so they don't necessarily get involved or stay involved in the industry. But this is an opportunity to come back and participate in an industry that you loved in the beginning and in a way that's really probably the best experience possible.
I can't tell you how many people I have met that were nurses in other areas, even baby nurses, and thought, oh, that's where their calling is. They just absolutely love it. But it's amazing the change in your outlook you will have when you are serving seniors. Their love, their appreciation is equal to those little babies, and their need is just as great. And I did say it's free. I should clarify, it's free to you. It's a Medicare insurance benefit that we've all paid into.
Well, let's do a deep dive into that particular point, because it is, that's kind of a question that always comes up when we're interviewing families and talking to patients, and we're talking about what hospice and palliative care is and can't be for them. And they, you know, they start to realize that it is so many positive things. Then the obvious question is, okay, so who's going to pay for this? You know, what does it cost?
And how long will it last? That's a big question too. Like, you don't ever give up your benefits. Whether you used it for 6 months or a year, you won't lose your benefit.
Right. So that question can be asked in a lot of different ways. We've had people say, okay, that all sounds great. Who pays for that extra care? And then somebody else might say, sure, people come to us to provide health care. Right, in our own home. No having to rush to the hospital emergency room because the medical team will come to us. How can we afford that?
Right.
Those are just questions that happen. Or we can get help bathing and with personal cares, and you'll send physical therapists. Even when I couldn't get a physical therapist from home health, you're going to be able to send a physical therapist.
Yeah. Or meal planning. What about medical equipment? That can be quite difficult without the right insurance
and
to
expensive,
get.
Yeah.
Very expensive. And it's free to you under the benefits. So if you can qualify for it, you should take advantage of it.
That's right. So who does pay for all that? Well, let's start with, let me go with, who pays for it and why do they pay for it?
Yeah.
And let's start with a why, because I think that's going to be an important thing for everybody to understand. Because your care is important, even to Medicare, your care is important. Medicare has an obligation to provide a very high level of care for everyone that's within their responsibility. That's why they pay doctors and specialists and hospitals. That's why they set standards that hospitals and doctors must operate under. And that is why there are medical specialists.
Hospice and palliative care is a specialty.
Right. And those specialists provide a higher level of care than can be found elsewhere. So when we're looking at having a concern and for the elderly and for those that are on life-limiting conditions, there are a number of things that happen that you may not be prepared for that end up in an emergency room visit.
Yeah, I don't think there's one medical procedure or issue that has ever turned out better because we went to an emergency room than if we could get it resolved timely using a medical specialist, with the exception of perhaps a broken bone, but...
Well, even in that case, I would say that if I had a choice,
if
I had broken my bone and I had a choice between going to an emergency room or being able to go to a orthopedic surgeon, right, the first time around...
Right, before you get the referral.
That's right.
and a week wait.
And just be able to walk in and say, hey, I broke my arm or I broke my leg, and they could do the x-rays and they could do the assessment and they could set the bone correctly and then they could cast it and be all done all at once versus going to an emergency room and waiting around for somebody to be able to see me and then getting that x-ray done so that we have some records and just being able to stabilize that break so that you then can at some point get a referral to an orthopedic surgeon.
That was the but I was referencing. Our nurses will actually come into your home, assess the injury from a fall or whatever it is. If it's a broken bone, we are going to get you directly into the emergency room, bypassing all the extra wait time. So it's an incredible, very, very helpful program that I'm just saddened to say that not enough people understand. Or they fear the benefit. They fear the word hospice. And that's what we're trying to help people understand, that it's not a scary word if it's used correctly and you're not giving up your choices. We will never take your choices.
And we use a broken bone as an example because, in truth, the largest, the most common reason that elderly end up at the emergency room is because of falls. And those falls can happen anywhere, and they can cause harm or they may not. So here's the, you have a choice. If you fall and you were to call 911, they would send a couple of very nice emergency medical technicians to your home to help us, you know, gather some information, address any obvious problems that might exist, and then be able to transfer you to the hospital where you will sit in a location for some period of time for a nurse or somebody to be able to come and do an assessment. And that could be, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours to get to that point, just to get an assessment so that if there isn't anything major wrong, they'll be able to send you home and say, well, as long as you, you know, don't get any headaches or you don't feel dizzy or, you know, your vision doesn't go blurry, then you're good. If you do have that, then why don't you give us a call? On the other hand, if you were on hospice and you had that exact same fall and you called us, we would send a nurse there who would be able to do that assessment and completely assess and determine immediately whether there's a problem. If it's a concussion or if there's internal trauma or, you know, whatever it is, we can assess and deal with it right there in a very short order of time and do it in the comfort of your own home.
And so in summary, really, it doesn't matter why you visit the ER, whether it's a broken bone or some other emergency, a simple 4-hour visit to the emergency room can cost around $50,000 because of the tests that they have to run. Medicare doesn't have to pay us anything near that. And that's really why they do this, because for far less money, you get far better care. So this provision of Medicare does truly benefit Medicare. Let's be honest, it does. But it does also benefit you because of the types of cares and direct services that you get in your home.
Because that $50,000 visit to the hospital, if you did have a broken bone, if you had gone directly to the orthopedic surgeon, it wouldn't have cost $50,000 for Medicare to pay. And so that's the main reason that Medicare really wants to give everybody this opportunity to take advantage of just this specialty. It's an added specialty based upon need. And so that's, I hope we're trying to get that point across, that this is, hospice is about dealing with some special concerns that people have for their health. And so it's an option that's available to you and you should take advantage of it. Just like if you have, heart problems, you should see a heart specialist, not just see a general practitioner.
And time is running short, but I think it's important to mention that one more part of Medicare's program is that you are in control of it. You get to make the decision. So don't wait for your doctor to mention it to you. Find out in advance if you're eligible for it, and you go to your doctor and say, I want this, because oftentimes the doctors are waiting to know that you're ready to hear more about the programs. Or your doctor just doesn't know about us yet. COVID did keep this little bubble around people for the last couple of years. And so some doctors just don't even know us yet.
Yeah, it's a specialty that a lot of doctors aren't aware of. And again, the specialty of hospice and palliative care provided at a much wider and broader level of care throughout, you know, that covers more of our whole life.
Expanded palliative care. Give our office a call to find out more about it, 435-477-6999. And to all our clinicians, give us a call, nurses and CNAs and volunteers. Thanks so much.